The brothers are happy with the deal, obviously, and President Obama is already trying to build support for it. In his live televised address this morning, he reminded Americans of one key point.
This deal is not built on trust. It is built on verification.
Sound familiar?
But the importance of this treaty transcends numbers. We have listened to the wisdom of in an old Russian maxim. Though my pronunciation may give you difficulty, the maxim is, dovayai no provayai, trust but verify.
Of course, President Ronald Reagan there speaking to Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev at the 1987 signing of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. It's a wise piece of advice, trust but verify. But just how good are the verification mechanisms in this new deal? Here's what Obama has to say about that.
Inspectors will have 24/7 access to Iran's key nuclear facilities. This ensures that Iran will not be able to divert materials from known facilities to covert ones.
Jacqueline Shire, 24/7 access, that sounds kind of sketchy.
Not to me. Part of this deal involves a long-term IAEA presence in Iran, effectively a continuous presence. And the other important thing is a significant upgrading of the type of safeguards of the technology that's been used by the International Atomic Energy Agency.
Okay, now you were the U.S. member of the United Nations panel of experts on the Iran sanctions from 2010 to 2014, so you do know your stuff. One of the problems that many critics have is the part of the deal apparently that says IAEA inspectors cannot go into sensitive Iranian military facilities. Isn't that a place where they could hide, their nuclear ambitions?
This issue is actually addressed in the agreement, which I took the trouble of reading before we spoke. I can't claim to have read all 114 pages or so of the version that I have, but Section Q access does address this issue in the very artful, careful language that you would expect of diplomats. And it talks about how requests for access to sensitive facilities or military facilities are going to be addressed. And this part of the deal of the agreement outlines how the two sides can come to terms on any disagreements that might arise from access that the IAEA wants to sensitive facilities.
Jacqueline, with all due respect to what you do, you really don't think Iran can hide what it doesn't want us to see?
Oh, I don't think that at all. No one should be naive about Iran's ability to deceive the IAEA or others. It did at an earlier time deceive the Atomic Energy Agency about some of its facilities. No one should be naive about nuclear proliferation. It's critically important that the international community have the tools it needs to detect and thwart noncompliance of the kind Iran was guilty of in the past.
Overall, Jacqueline, thumbs up or thumbs down?
I hate the expression cautiously optimistic, so I'm not going to use it. I'm just going to give you an unmitigated and unequivocal thumbs up. But I think the first test is going to come in 6 months or so, when we're going to look to the IAEA to find out, has Iran fulfilled its commitments to discuss and address these lingering concerns about its past work?
Anti-proliferation expert Jacqueline Shire, thank you so much.
You're welcome.